I've got to look twice in the studio, but before we talk to them, let's get one of their tracks on. This one's called Back Down.
Chasing, yeah. And that's what I'm doing, so my thoughts are racing, mind racing away like it knows better, feet stay on the ground, I'm a go-getter, no one can hold me back, so please don't try, I see my bank manager, dreams you can't buy, so I'm moving up ladders, surrounded by snakes, rappers say money talks to me, it's what it makes. If I was you, aiming higher than the sky, I'll never back down, don't try. Step in my shadow, learn why. I got a whole team, I'll turn it up twice. If I was you, aiming higher than the sky. I'm aiming higher than the sky, I can't see stars, I've got you looking twice, like is that Mars? No it's not, you're stepping in the wrong space, how could we be second, we're always first place, twice in the name, giving you a chance, we'll never back down, presidential stars, so keep trying, cause you'll never get here, you'll end up middle class, while we're the top tier.
To Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome to the studio. Look twice. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm taking it you found it because you got here about 4 hours early, didn't you?
Well, we're keen, aren't we?
Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. First up, one's Jamie, one's Levy. Which one's which?
Ricky.
It's Jamie and Ricky, yeah. Ricky, yeah, it's my surname. Come here twice. Look twice.
That, hence the name.
Exactly.
Now, just talk to me about the name quickly, because when did that come about? Because you was called something else originally, wasn't you?
Yeah, we was originally called A Day or Two. It just comes up into normal conversation. But after leaving our previous record label about 5 years ago, we thought we'd rebrand and get a new name. Yeah. We sat down, trying to think of a name that would be as catching as A Day or Two. And Rick came up with Look Twice, because to see us both, you'd have to look twice.
And it's just called Look Twice, because there's no T. It's the T is
yeah, the twice is actually a two, yeah, that's correct.
You're not from Brentwood. What do you make of Brentwood? Is this your first time here? Or?
Yeah, we've heard a lot about Brentwood.
You say, can't miss it now, it's on TV, isn't it?
Exactly. That's what I know about it.
You probably drive through and they're actually doing Towie tours. We're probably out there today already. Coaches going around going, and that's where so-and-so works, and that's where that, and that's the cast they went in for that bit, and they do that. And they, people pay for that. Can you believe it?
Really?
So, tell us how you formed, how your band got together.
It happened when we left school, really.
Yeah.
We formed as A Day or Two, which was the previous band name.
Rick always has done music, and then I wanted to get involved. I mean, I used to be in Southend Boys Choir before I started secondary school, as obviously I probably wouldn't be going down too well with the kids that are there if I said I was in a choir at the time.
Yeah, well, one was going in the choir and the other one was MCing.
Correct, yeah.
That's right.
Ricky was the MC.
I started
it's
my days.
It's a bit of a strange mix. Imagine if you got together, you could have done kind of choir, and you could have sung some choir, and you could have done a bit of MCing over
yeah,
the top.
There's room for that, you know. It could still happen.
And that was in Southend, wasn't it?
That was, yeah.
Actually, Southend, as we say. senior Southend, that
South
is.
Southend.
I love going to Southend.
Do you like the pier?
I like the pier, but I've been to the football a few times because they've had a couple of big games there. I've watched Canvey down there.
Legendary Roots Hall.
Yeah.
Repping.
And there's a pub used to be right on the side. Everyone used to go into the pub, then go straight into the ground.
Spread Eagle, really?
Spread Eagle, probably, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a shame because a lot of those pubs are closing down. A couple of big ones on that road going into South End. let's get to the music. For the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre, as I say?
I'd say realistically it's probably R&B hip hop.
Yeah.
So we cover quite a wide audience realistically. So it's not your usual.
It's R&B, but it's quite poppy, so it's more of a hip hop.
So it's not hip hop, it's hip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a new word? Because I've known that.
Well, we've noticed there's a niche in the market for it because no one's claimed it yet. You're going to be the first.
It's not just that like you spelt wrong and went, oh, no, look. Everyone started talking about it now, we can't change it. you're quite young, guys. What made you want to jump into the music industry? It's pretty tough.
It is a tough industry.
Yeah, it's really tough, but I feel we started it as a hobby, realistically. It was something that we'd do on a Saturday instead of going to play football or going and get drunk or whatnot. We used to get together and get something off our chest in relation to music. So Rick produces the songs because he loves the keyboard, he's quite talented regarding that. And then we both write songs. So it's just a way of expressing ourselves within music. And then obviously quite a few people enjoyed it. So we're here today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just kept going, escalating.
That's it.
But you'd done a bit stint with Sony Music, signed bit before you left, and then obviously changed your name because the band before was called
A Day or Two.
It doesn't fly off the tongue, that does it? A Day or Two.
No.
And then you kind of moved on from there. It was you was with them for quite a while. That was a year and a half, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a year and a half. I feel we were from A Day or Two Music. It has escalated quite a lot, like Rick says, to look twice now. The music we was making then was okay for its time and probably advanced for its time, we believe, anyway. But it was before the times of your JLSs and your One Directions, and I think they was trying to mould us into that kind of category, which was never what we started music for. We didn't want to be moulded. We want to do ourselves and write our own songs realistically. We don't want someone to come in and write a song for us to perform.
Mm. And of course, you just picked on two talent show winners as well, talent show contestants. So, and that tends to happen with that side of music.
Exactly.
The young girl that was booted off last week was a typical example of that. She had her own identity, but trying to sing covers just wasn't her thing. And she kind of made her stand out. I think she was a lot better than the program made her look. But it's hard if someone says, look, here, guys, it's it's Pop Wing, sing the Beatles, or do a Beyonce track. Two fellas, it doesn't work, and they cost. I'm going to give you a short list. So if someone picks a good song, she could be in trouble.
That's it. Yeah.
So a bit unfair, but there you go. It's brave to do that. I think it's. But if to stick to your guns is the best way to find your own identity.
100%.
Yeah, definitely. You've got all the freedom in the world as well. So if you want to do something, you can do it. I mean, you may not be as successful in the long run as like your Beyoncé's or your X Factor winners, but if you're doing it, you need to enjoy it. Like, there's no point doing something that you hate doing. It's like having a job that you don't like.
Yeah.
And this is a choice, so we get a choice to do our own music.
So let me rustle this bit of paper so listeners know I've got it here. because it says here on my extremely vast array of notes that you have a as yet untitled album. Because that's completely wrong now, isn't it? We now have this latest off the press from Facebook last night, which luckily enough I was on Facebook, and it reads, our debut EP, is it EP or album?
It's an EP, it's an extended play, yeah.
Will be released Saturday the 23rd of November on iTunes and other digital outlets. Titled,
Never Forgotten.
Never Forgotten. Tell me a little bit about the EP.
Well, from the tracks that was on it, we figured the name Never Forgotten comes from the point that we had such a tough time in the industry before.
Yeah.
So it kind of has a meaning to us, not just the songs we selected.
Exactly. So the songs selected could be never forgotten within anything. So for us, it's realistically music, but it does have the flip end of obviously love as well.
Yeah.
So it's just both aspects of it. Never forgotten to us has got two meanings realistically, or it can mean anything you want. I mean, it's two good words that you can relate to in any way, really.
Mm-hmm. What bands or what artists influence your music, or do you just draw on?
It's very different between us. It varies because, see, to me, I'm very R&B. People like Boyz II Men, things like that really inspired me growing up. Also rap stuff as well, you know. People like Eminem obviously influenced everyone at a young age.
He was on last night on the what's it called show, wasn't it?
Jonathan Ross.
Yeah. Wicked, yeah. He's still looking good. He's getting on a bit as well.
Yeah, he's still out there as well, which is good.
Older than me. I'll press on.
That's Rick's influences. I mean, for me, it's more like Jay-Z. He comes from the place where we wanted to go from. I mean, he got rejected from every record label and then made his own. And now look at him. Now you look at him and you're just like that. And I love the way that he does write music as well. He doesn't actually write anything down.
So if you could collaborate with anyone or share the stage with one of these? You're touring and someone wants to jump on stage.
Justin Bieber, man.
Justin Bieber. With his trainers. And a monkey.
Yeah, and a monkey. Yeah, he can bring him. We don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, he just can't keep out of the news, can he?
Oh, no. It's crazy. His life must be crazy. He must have a camera every time. I'm surprised I haven't seen a toilet shot yet or something.
I just think, actually, if he got together with Miley Cyrus, that would be the kind of ultimate rock and roll kind of...
That would be the next J&B, I think. That
for this year, everyone will be looking back going, do you remember those two? And you know, because there's always we've always had this type of thing with various artists have always caused outrage. I mean, Lady Gaga did when she first started out.
Yes,
right back in time. You've got the Sex Pistols, and before that. So it's nothing new, really. But I think nowadays you're judged a lot more.
With
the TV and the fact that you've got YouTube. Anything you do is you know under scrutiny. Anything done historically as well. So if you if you've done something silly and you get famous, that's bound to pop up.
That's it, yeah. You can never...
That's why I haven't become that famous. Too damn scared. we're going to do a live track. Before we do the live track, there is another chap sitting over here with a guitar in his hand.
He randomly
walked in and sat down. Do you know him?
Yeah, we know him quite well.
who's accompanying us on the guitar?
His name's Will Brand. We've known him since school. We was just looking for an acoustic session. We think our music has a really good acoustic touch, even though it is R&B hip-hop. Acoustic touch is something that we love doing. Will's really good and talented with the guitar, so it's been a pleasure to join us, really.
Yes, okay. Definitely.
We're going to do a live track in a sec. We'll do it now. What you picked out for us first?
We're going to do Believe, which is on the actual coming out EP on the 23rd of November. Yep. Never Forgotten, and this is called Believe.
Okay, well, take it away.
She used to love me then, I used to love her too. But love is thrown around too much, I guess it's lost to you, which I understand. I've been caught up too much, gave the world to three girls, I guess I had that touch. The first girl who loved me, and I threw it all away. The second was a rebound, it's all too hard to say. And the third, well, let's not get into that. Blinded by love like Cupid was getting me back. For the hearts that I had broken, for the girls upset. Believe me, I'm sorry, the past we can't regret. But karma comes around, I guess I'm waiting my turn. Or maybe it's already hit me, and my lesson is to learn. Because I find it too hard to open up, I'm left emotionless. So every new girl I meet, she's like, there's no hope in this. Which is why I guess I'm just better off alone. Which is weird, as a relationship is all I've ever known. In love, 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 used to believe in love, love, love. Used to believe in love, 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 love. I used to believe in love, love, love. I used to believe in love, love, love. Used to believe in love, 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 love. So yeah, my past in love is a teacher to me. If you have something good, don't let it run free. Don't get involved in something where you're not sure. Someone will only get hurt, the love chemistry law. Don't go playing with fire, you'll get burnt in the flames. You never learn from your lessons, you'll only learn from your games. I'm kind of finding it strange, you're pointing fingers with names. And every act that you make is painting pictures in frames. Which is why I can't stand it, I don't believe in your lies. Trust me, love hurts, there's always someone that dies. There's always pain in love, but a tear always dries. But no girl can hurt me. I look to my mum in the skies, and it goes to say, you'll always have somebody's heart. There's an end to everything, but never the start. Which is why I guess I'm just better off alone. Which is weird, as a relationship is all I've ever known. I used to believe in love, love, love. I used to believe in love, love, love. Used to believe in love, 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 love. I used to believe in love, love, love. I used to believe in love, love, love. Used to believe in love, 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 the love. Used to believe in love, love, love. I used to believe in love, love, love. I used to believe in love, 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 the love. I used to believe in love, love, love. I used to believe in love, love, love. I used to believe in love, 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 love. I used to believe in love, 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 love. Yeah.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, I love that track. Really good.
Yeah, so you believe in love then?
Hey, do you know, I always like the bits where they do the rapping as well in the middle, because I'd make a really rubbish rapper. I'd forget the words halfway through, because it's so rapid, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rapid. You need to be on point with it. I did hear something about James Arthur. We won't go into it, but that proves that you need to be on point when you're rapping.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't get him out of the paper at the moment for all the wrong reasons. He seems to be having spats with everyone on he hates everyone, but it's always fatal because he's not quite made it yet. His singles,
personally, I think it's a marketing ploy.
It could well be. It could well be. Well, time will tell when he brings out his second single. Well, I mean, because if it flops, he'll be in trouble.
Yeah, well, his album went double gold, I think, didn't it?
Mm.
Which is makes you wonder.
Yeah, it does indeed. But I quite liked him in X Factor. He was on that last year. He was one that was doing the opposite of what we were talking earlier on, and managed to put his own twist onto the songs he was given, which is a talent.
Yeah, you've got to give props to him for doing that on X Factor as well, for just doing his own thing on a show which is so live and so much of an audience. You've got to give props to him for that. So,
yeah,
definitely.
Right, let's talk about gigging, because you're gigging at the moment. Where can people, listeners, find you? Are you locally?
We're at the moment trying to line up a few local gigs, which is obviously we're both from Southend, so we're trying to start there first, and hopefully eventually branch out to Brentwood. We just want someone that really wants us there, really.
There's a few places in Brentwood that does live music. It's quite a small town, but there is three or four venues that do it. Yeah, I mean, even Sugar Arts does live music down on Thursday.
Yeah, so hopefully we will end up getting up here. But we'll be looking to go to the Old Hat on the 28th of December. We've got a local gig there. It's our first one. So you can find us down there, which is in Southend. It's 28th of December, so it's just after Christmas. Come down, have a good time.
Festive
be performing
times.
Lime.
What's your ideal gig? What would you say when it gets booked? You think, oh, yeah, that's going to be really good.
Yeah, we've been put forward for quite a few festivals, which are heading into next year. We'll find out what ones we're doing. But, yeah, we can't wait to do the festivals. Everyone's just having a good time in a field. There's no awkwardness. Just get on the stage and show them what we've got to offer, really, and hopefully just build ourselves up as well as everyone having a good time and enjoying themselves.
And the good thing about festivals, especially after last year, because we had such good weather last year, is they're making some of the local festivals and lots that's not some mainstream festivals are making a bit of a comeback. We have one right here in Brentwood, Beer Festival and Music Festival, which is just on the Brentwood Centre, and it was really busy last year, thousands of people. So, and it's great to see, you can see local bands, and a lot of them you can get up close and personal. They're as good
that's
as going
it,
to
yeah.
some of the big ones where you can sometimes find yourself miles away and watching a game of football from the top terraces where you can't really see it. You think, oh, I'm better off watching. You go home and catch the rest of it on TV. So talk about festivals and things. Have you looked into doing videos? Have you looked at any videos for these tracks to go on your EP?
We're looking to do a video, but we want it to be, we're quite perfectionists in ourselves, really, which is why it takes quite a long time for us to actually be active and stuff. But now we've got management.
We are looking to do one soon.
Yeah, so we're 100%
looking. From the EP. Well, at least a couple from the EP anyway.
Management. Who are you managed by?
We're managed by a Cabbage Media Company.
Oh yeah, yes, of course.
They're based in London. They approached us middle of this year, towards the end. Had a meeting, and obviously with our past experiences within the industry, we did take a lot of time to ever see if it was going to be the right move for Look Twice. Me and Rick did sit down, and we have agreed, so we are now signed to Cabbage Media.
And because we have got Entourage here, haven't we?
It's
not like divas, but they're they haven't demanded anything as yet. I think we haven't got their own coffees. I would have made one. who's who? Hello, Charlotte.
That's Charlotte.
Follow me on Twitter. Don't get jealous.
Okay. She is the other half, so sorry, ladies, I'm taken. Stitched up. and then that's our manager as well, which is Jay Mack.
Hello, Jay.
And then the camera guy, Alan.
Taking plenty of photos.
Exactly.
Now, do you get nervous before going on stage?
I think it's, naturally you do.
Yeah, naturally you do, but...
Until you're there.
It's a buzz to do it.
Definitely. It's the best thing in the world. It's obviously showcasing something that you've done yourself as well, which is obviously with help, but when it's your own lyrics and your own backing track and it's you performing it, you know then if people are having a good time, you've done that.
Yeah.
So.
It's same with nerves are a great thing because it keeps you fresh. It's at first when you get that horrible feeling, I've got to go on. I'm not quite the same as DJing, but I still get nervous, but I'll be different if I had to sing on stage. You get the butterflies, I don't want to do it, But when you come off and it's gone really well, you can't beat that feeling, can you?
That's the feeling.
You'll wake all night thinking, it went really, really well.
And if it
doesn't go that well, at least you're taking lots of stuff to learn from that.
That's
I can do this, I can do that.
Continually learn. learning in this industry as well.
Yeah. So. And a lot of time people don't notice mistakes. There was a girl on X Factor, I forgot the words last night, and they brought it up in the comments. And I had to go back, lucky for Sky Plus, I had to go back because I didn't even know she'd done that.
See,
if that had been me, I'd just forgot the whole song and I stood there like a lemon. You write your own songs. Talk me through that songwriting process, because as a non-songwriter, it always amazes me how people do it. Do you write the lyrics first? Do you put the melody first? And then you obviously got the rap part to go with it. Do you come back to the rap?
Well, no, it starts really, we write really acoustically to either piano or guitar or something like that. And we tend to come up with the hooks first, like the choruses, which then just lead on to...
Yeah, once you've got your hook, you know exactly where you're heading.
Yeah, you know,
like everything just falls into place.
Everything comes together after that, really. That's once it. You have that, we then make the foundation and then... Either both of us rap, or one or the other.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we're quite versatile in that respect. So,
do you take it in turns on rapping, or
no? I mean, on the EP, I only rap once, but I mean, I do rap. It's just that for them tracks selected, it was kind of just an opinion for
Couldn't
me.
Couldn't you like go out and start having a rap off? Go,
oh, nah, we're like brothers and friends. Yeah. Like, we wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I watch too much TV. Let's have a rap. Is there probably no such thing as a rap off? Well, I think I see it. We talk about Eminem. He was in a film which done that. It had a kind of like rapping competition.
Yeah, the 8 Mile. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that's how he started his foundation. So that was good. It's a good way of getting support, I believe. Yeah, that's it.
Right, let's do another track. You're doing another track live. What's
we are?
Tell us a little bit about the track. Is this one going to be on the EP?
This isn't on the EP. No. This is more based. This is close to us, really. It's about bullying. Regarding the bullying, it's about the Amanda Todd thing. We did read quite a lot. We was in studio actually trying to work on a new track, and then me and Rick come across the article about this young girl, and I think it was America.
It kind of isn't just about her, but it's related to the whole bullying thing. Really put us in the position, because it's such an extreme thing at the moment that we figured it would kind of be a brilliant topic to work on.
Just thought if we could help in any way, if you just got one listener who was at school maybe, listen to the track and I was like, yeah, actually, it's not a good thing to bully anybody.
You can change one person.
Stop, yeah, if just one person's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, take it away.
Because when I close my eyes, I see. Imagine a place without you surrounding me. Running so fast, I'm falling over my feet. Looking for answers, yeah. I might just never get in them, like these four walls are closing up on me, like these four walls are closing up on me, like these four walls are closing up on me, like
Everyone makes mistakes because none of us are perfect. While young teens are bullied so bad, life don't seem worth it. This needs to change. Why can't we all just get on? Or at least say nothing, because bullying is wrong, which infuriates me. When I see stories in the news, young girl commits suicide, another life we lose. Judge on a mistake that I'm sure they regret. Cyberbullying should be locked up. I blame the internet.
How can they judge you when you're all alone? Yeah, they should've known. No. When I close my eyes, I see. Imagine a place without you surrounding me. Running so fast, I'm falling over my feet. Looking for answers, like, I might just never get. And I'm like, these four walls are closing up on me, like, these four walls are closing up on me, like, these four walls are closing up on me, like,
Suicides due to bullying should be dealt with as murder. I see the YouTube video, someone must have heard her, and I can't help but think what she was driven to. With not an ounce of help, it seems, from either me or you. I also see the comments, no words to comprehend. All she needed was a trustworthy little friend. But she got a wish, took that final step and joined God. All I have to say is rest in peace, Amanda Todd.
How can they judge you when you're all alone? Yeah, they should have known, no. Cause when I close my eyes, I see. Imagine a place without you surrounding me. Running so fast, I'm falling over my feet. Looking for answers, and I might just never get them. I'm like, these four walls are closing up on me, like, these four walls are closing up on me, like, these four walls are closing up on me, like,
Yeah.
Cool. Tell us a little bit more about that song, because it's the cyberbullying is a massive part of the song, and it has quite a big impact. You explained how you wrote that, but is it something that's you've had in your life? Has any of you ever had any bullying of such?
Yeah, I think when I first started senior school, I mean, as you go in as a year seven into a big school, everyone
there's always that case.
There's always one time. I mean, someone in their life has been bullied, because I mean, I don't think people actually understand the concept of bullying. as to speak. Like, but just me calling Rick an idiot is a form of bullying in some way. So everyone in their life has been bullied. Yeah. It's just they only see it as fisticuffs, I think.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. When, do you know, when I was at school, and it was going back quite a year, I had a bit of a, like, it was when everyone was skinheads. And I had this kind of, like, rockabilly haircut. I had hair then. Could you believe that? If you look at the webcam, laughing like that. Yeah, it was there, yeah. I used to spray it with hairspray. Mum said, do you want to keep doing that hair fall out? That'd be so silly. And there you go. And when you're at school, if you're slightly different in any way and you don't fit into that norm, you're gonna get some sort of bullying.
Someone will be on your case about it.
And exactly. It's bigger now because obviously every day there's something else is coming out within the world of Twitter, Facebook. You've got YouTube, you name it, it's out there. And I think it's opened the doors for that type of thing. So it's a great song, great.
No, yeah, we mean, put it on YouTube, and I think we did help quite a few people, because it had over 127,000 views when we put it up, and obviously we're not that well known realistically in the YouTube world, so it's obviously helping people, hopefully.
It's pretty cool. When you're starting a band, is to you've got so many tools to your disposal now, YouTube being one of them. It's where can people find some of your music? You've got your Twitter, which is quite hard to find if you don't put the
because of the twice, people do search TWICE, but it is, can't express this enough, it's 2WICE.
Yeah, so it's look twice. But I mean, you can find it if you search, then it'll come up, and then you can add it to it. But otherwise, it's the at first LO, and then you've got the dash.
Underscore OK, 2WICE.
Okay, and you're on Facebook as
look twice. Twice 2WICE, and we are on YouTube as well. Look twice TV, all one word. You can find some of our stuff on there, normally samplers and stuff, but obviously it's going to be updated quite a lot now.
Yeah. What about do you have a website?
We do have a website. Yeah, that's www.looktwice.co.uk. That's obviously it is live. It's up in progress because obviously we've got our own merchandising. So the shop should be up next year.
So you'll be able to get links to that to YouTube.
Everything's going
to
be linked in, etc.
What's the most embarrassing that's happened to you so far on stage, or just in general?
I don't think there is really yet.
Not yet. Let's not jinx it. There's wood here, right? I don't know. Maybe being called the Jonas Boys, maybe, or the Jonas Brothers. That was quite an embarrassing moment for us because we didn't see any way how that was done. But I'm not sure if they were being serious or not. But that was quite embarrassing.
If you guys were in Big Brother's house, talking about celebrities and stuff, and you had to spend two odd months in a Big Brother house, who's got the worst bad habits out of all your lot? Who do you think, I'm going to have to vote him off because he's doing my head in?
Probably Rick would do my head in after a while. He's too perfect, man. he would want something that you're not allowed in the house, and that was it. You would not hear the end of it, I think. But then I'm probably the same. I wouldn't bother clean up after myself, to be honest.
And I'm very OCD, like.
Yeah. So I'd be leaving clothes everywhere, and Rick would be like, clean your room, man.
I know we talked about reality TV earlier on, and the problems with it, and there's good points and bad points, of course, of the programmes. They're enjoyable to watch, make good for good TV. If you're in the music industry, obviously look at it possibly a different way. But if he was asked, if you got approached and someone said, oh, you got a lot, because I mean, a lot of people now, the writers look for, the showmakers look for people who've got lots of following, and you've got a big enough following, and they say, do you want to come on one of the shows? Is it something you'd consider, or would you definitely hold back?
I think it'd be good for us if we was going as a pair.
Yeah,
it'd be a lot easier. We'd probably take anything with open arms as a pair. But if it was one or the other, I'm not sure. I'd be so welcoming to an offer like that.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible when they do that. Yeah, well, we want you, but that's a bit of a tricky one.
Nah, yeah, definitely.
But I have people on the show that say they'll never go on there. And I mean, when I had the Love of Rogues on, they said they probably wouldn't go on a reality TV show. And then less than 6 months later, I was watching TV, and there they was.
Nah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, all avenues are good. Any media is good, whether it's bad or good. So that's what we would definitely think about it. Yeah. Definitely.
We're going to pick a track off your list now. I'll read some of them out because rather than just put you on the spot, we've got. So this is going to be taken, I suppose, off the EP, isn't it?
Yes, it will be.
You've got Stop the Time, Goodbye, Believe, Back Down, another number. We played one of them, didn't we? We played Back Down.
Back Down.
Another number, and 6.4 Walls. Which track should we put on?
Another number.
Yeah,
another number. Yeah.
Another number. See, it's the magic of loading it up. Let's look twice, another number.
without you, no reliance. Lost like chemistry, science. See, I took your heart, robbery. Too many numbers, lottery. See, I'm stuck to my ways, no point of return. I should let burn. Messed up too many times, confessions. You only get one chance, impressions.
It's cause I messed up so many times. Save me. I try to make up my mind, but I got crazy.
Now we're climbing high, chart toppers. A claim to fame, try stop us. Wear our own clothes, branding. We're no longer sitting down.
Cause I messed up so many times.
Like a broke dreams, unaware. No fairy tales here, nah. Nightmare. Like I'm jumping trains, hurdle.
Cause someone gave me out of
Houston,
here.
Circle, and I can feel you close. Haunting, when there was other girls, flaunting.
It's cause I messed up so many times. Save me, I try to make up my mind, but I got crazy.
Now we're climbing high, chart toppers. To fame, try stop us. Wear our own clothes, branding. We're no longer sitting down, standing.
To Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Look Twice, track called Another Number.
Yeah.
Slightly different to the others, a little bit slower on the pace.
Yeah, yeah, it was just...
great track.
Thank you.
Now, earlier on you told me what influences your music, but what type of stuff do you listen to sociably? You know, what have you got on your iPads or iPhones? What do you listen to when you're in the car? Do you listen to yourself or do you have a...
No, I don't listen to myself much.
No, not really. I've got Ryan Leslie and I've got Drake's new album.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, we're just whatever we've listened to, really. I mean, whoever releases a new album, we normally get it, if it's based around us, realistically. Just to see what everyone else is doing, just to see if we can get any inspiration that way, just to see what everyone else is doing to stay up to date.
And if you could go for, if someone finds you up and wanted to go for a beer, or, you know, and a curry with someone, what celeb or artist would you hang out with?
Wow.
Who would you chill with?
What question?
That's on the spot, but... Better that way.
Wow.
Me, it probably would be Ryan Leslie. Not many people know of him over here, realistically. He's like quite someone that's not really known in the industry for whatever reason, because he's amazing. So it'd probably be him, just to see how he works.
Yeah.
Realistically, and what he gets up to in his spare time.
I can't think. I couldn't say. All of
that's
them.
That's the good thing.
Root could have a party.
Well, listen, your debut EP is out 23rd November.
Yeah, next Saturday.
It's going to be available on iTunes.
iTunes,
and
yeah.
And all the other usual.
All other outlets, yeah, Amazon, all them ones.
We can get hold of you. Just run through quickly your contact details.
You've so you've got Twitter, which is at then LO_OK2WICE. Mm-hmm. And you've got Facebook, which is Look Twice. It's just Look space Twice, again with the two. And then you've got our YouTube, which is obviously Look Twice TV as one. And you've got a website, which is
www.looktwice.co.uk.
Great stuff.
Thank you.
And I'll re-put this up on the Showbase blog, be available tomorrow.
Thank you.
Can listen to the interview again if you've missed it, or parts of it, be able to hear the tracks again, and also put links to the website and Facebook on there.
That'd
as well.
Be brilliant. Thank you. If you check out the YouTube as well, we've actually got a small interview of ourselves that we've done ourselves, regarding what we've been up to in the EP. So if you haven't covered everything in this radio show, then obviously have a look at that.
We'll find it on there and put it on.
Thank you.
We're going to play out. This is tell me about this track we're going to put on now, Stop the Time.
Stop the Time. So it's about, it does what it says in the title, stopping the time realistically and doing anything that you could do in one day, because obviously that day would be like Groundhog Day. It's like stopping the time,
yeah,
but everything still moves. So yeah. That's what it's about. Yeah, you can listen and let us know what you think.
Look Twice, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for
having us. Thank you very much for having us. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Bye bye.
I just want a duvet day, just you and me. We can see what's on a selector DVD. As long as we're together, we can chill out. Cause there'll be no waiting till lunch to cool out. Just a day together with no confusion. Like what time you're going lunch, it's an illusion. Cause for this day we'll be together, like always. And if I had the power, I'd do this on all days. Like stopping the time, but we could still move. Do what we want, but hands and clocks, I remove. So there's no knowing of time, but we grow old. And each day together, another story told. Like we're the perfect match made up in the skies. But reality hits me 24-hour days. And the blue skies turn, cloud is getting closer. And as I wake up from this dream world, perfect's
if I
over.
Could stop the time, we would spend the day kicking back, you and me, yeah, you know the way. If I could stop the time, we could spend the day kicking back, you and me, yeah, you know the way.
If I could stop the time and make the day from scratch review. Sky blue highways meet the love we grew. By the sun, rain clouds disappear, they bloom. And we run forever and forever run, we knew. She could take me to the places in her eyes they light. And build sparks up around and light up the night. With pure gladness, it's madness. We paint over sadness and take all this badness away. You would stay and never leave my side. Still the best and ride by the sea, let the breeze now enter your mind. And we'll find all I ever want was you by my side. The whole day passed away. And in seconds divide. So make haste to that place. You know I think that we tried out everything we wanted to try out. We ride out. Sunrise blinds every spot that we hide out. This is everything I ever
if
wanted
I
to
could
find
stop
out.
The time, we would spend the day kicking back, you and me. Yeah, you know the way. If I could stop the time, we could spend the day kicking back, you and me. Yeah, you know the way.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.